Our gospel today is a continuation of the story of the rich young man that we read in yesterday's gospel. The story, of course, is where the rich young man comes to Jesus and wants to follow him, and Jesus tells him to go and sell everything he has and give to the poor, and then gives him the beautiful call, "Follow me." But of course, the rich young man is unable to do that, for it says in the scriptures that he had many possessions. And so instead of following Jesus, it says he went away sad. How our possessions and our attachment really to material goods can sometimes weigh us down and keep us from the plan of God. It's not, of course, that material possessions are bad in themselves. Jesus had many disciples who were themselves very well-to-do and wealthy. But rather, the lesson of our scriptures today and yesterday is that we need to have the right view of our material possessions. We have to have the right priorities. The rich young man turns down the call of God for mere worldly possessions. We have to be careful that we don't do that in our own lives, that we value rightly the things of this earth and judge them wisely. You know, I'm on this diet right now where I have liquid supplements for all my food. I really don't have solid food, hardly at all, and about 800 calories a day. So oftentimes when I'm in front of a big party with lots of food, people ask, "Is it hard?" Well, yes and no. It's hard to constantly maybe say no to that, but at the same time, it's easy because the choice is very clear. I know I can't have that. I need to have my little protein shake. And so it's obvious what should be done, and it's just a matter of the willpower to say, no, I'm not going to have that. I'm going to stick to my plan. The same can be true, I think, a lot of times, for instance, for a poor person in terms of material possessions. They don't have to make that decision, will I buy that TV or not? There's no choice there. I mean, it might be hard to know that they can't buy the TV, but in the end, the decision is clear. I don't have the money. I don't buy that. You know, but for us, most of us that live in kind of the not extremes of either poverty or extreme riches, that can be the most difficult place to be. To have the decision to be made, I could do this, but should I? To be able to know that you could say yes or no, but what should we do? That's really the lesson of the gospel today, to be detached. To be detached enough from our worldly goods, our even our desires for anything good in this world, to say, in the face of something higher, no, I choose the higher good. I choose to follow Jesus. To be able to value our possessions rightly in this world, that is our great challenge. To be able to have the courage to make the decision to say, I could do this, but I choose not to. That is the difficulty that still awaits me after I end my diet. To know that in the face of all this food, okay, I can have this now, but how much? And should I have the celery or should I have the potato chips? That's a harder thing, to be able to say, I can eat, but I'm going to have celery instead of potato chips. For those of us that have material possessions, to be able to say, I could buy the TV, but I'm going to give some money to the church instead. That's the harder question. But Jesus promises us that if we live our life detached in that way, that he promises us there's nothing that we give up in this life that we won't find more worth it in heaven, as we receive 100 times over all those things we could have ever given up in this life. So today we pray for God's wisdom, that we might judge wisely the things of this earth and love the things of heaven.